Luke Combs, Where the Wild Things Are on V105. I'm Lauren from The Breakfast Club. Ken will be in here in just a bit, and he will explain where he's been. I'm going to give you a hint. It has to do with the severe weather we saw. Chase Beckham, 23, on V105. It's your V105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused since 1936. You already know we are looking at rain today and tomorrow. It looks like today's showers likely, a thunderstorm possible throughout the day, cloudy, very breezy, and a high near 60. As if we haven't seen enough rain, we got to, you know, add in more just in time for Grandma's marathon weekend. But we'll talk to Leah Zmirgo from WDIO coming up at about 8:30. We'll get a more detailed forecast, but keep that in mind. Want to mention this because I love food. There is a new restaurant open in Mall of America, which is not groundbreaking, but what is cool about it is that it is a Paris-inspired restaurant. So it's called Sweet Paris, and it's so cute. It has, you know, Paris vibes through and through, and they sell crepes along with a bunch of other things. Like, they have cocktails. They have really delicious-looking coffee drinks. I think I saw a Nutella latte on there. Salads, waffles, soups, a bunch of stuff. So I know a lot of us Duluthians, we like to go to the Twin Cities for a weekend, stop by Mall of America. So definitely check that out. I'm going to Mall of America this weekend, so I might be eating at Sweet Paris, and I'll report back. But you can take a look at the menu and all of that, B105Country.com and our B105 app. And then, of course, another scam to look out for. This one involves Minnesota's Easy Pass. So if, you know, you travel throughout the Twin Cities, you might have noticed that a lot of people have the Easy Pass. It helps move congested traffic along during rush hours. But, of course, now there's a scam associated with it. So according to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, people are getting emails and text messages. And it says basically that there was a violation. It says you've received an invoice violation at one of the Easy Pass toll plazas. Now, I'm not familiar with tolls, so I would totally fall for this. It says that your vehicle's been recorded using the Easy Pass Express Lane, and now you have been fined. And it also has a link that looks legit, but it's not. And it says, click this and pay it. And then we all know it's a scam. So just another thing to be aware of. And you can see an example of those scam messages. B105Country.com and your B105 app. Coming up, Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, Old Dominion, and Jason Aldean, Girl Like You on B105. It is time for Lauren's Country Lowdown. So much to get to. So let's start with Post Malone. I can't lie, I'm so excited for his country album. I wasn't sure at first because I just don't really listen to his usual type of music, but he's just been killing it in country music. Love his song with Morgan Wallen and all the collaborations that he's been talking about. So he just announced earlier this week that he has his album coming out, his country album. It's called F1 Trillion, and it's coming out August 16th, right? So we know his song with Morgan Wallen will be on there, right? But there's a lot of other songs that will likely be on there as well, like his collaboration with Blake Shelton, which is also out today. It's called Pour Me a Drink. His collaboration with Luke Combs that he's been teasing, and a few other songs that he's sung at country music events, over the past few months. So I love the cover. It's a pickup truck, but it's vertical on a body of water. It's like very country without being country. I don't know how to describe it, but I'm a fan. So check it out and read more right now, B105Country.com. And yeah, I cannot wait for that album. Also cannot wait for CMA Fest to air live on ABC. So that is coming up next week, June 25th. These performances were filmed earlier this month, of course, in Nashville. During CMA Fest, we have Ashley McBride hosting along with Jelly Roll. And it's always 3 hours. And, of course, country artists do, like, a full set so they don't air everything. But now we know what is going to air, and I am super excited. So, Kelsea Ballerini, she's going to be the first performance singing Penthouse off of her Rolling Up the Welcome Mat EP. And then we have Big and Rich and Hardy singing Save a Horse. Clint Black and John Party with Killin' Time. Brothers Osborne, they're going to have a few songs on there. Lainey Wilson, the biggest star in country music right now. She has Terry Clark on the docket with her. Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me, a Terry Clark song from the 90s. And then Lainey will also be back with Hang Tight Honey later in the show. Post Malone and Blake Shelton, they're going to sing Pour Me a Drink, that song I was just talking about. So excited about that. Shaboozy will sing a beer song. Thomas Rhett and Keith Urban will sing their new songs. Gretchen Wilson and Ashley McBride will sing Redneck Woman. And Bailey Zimmerman will close the whole thing out with Where It Ends. But yeah, lots of new music on there. Jelly Roll is going to have performances with Keith Urban and Lainey Wilson. And then Hardy's going to debut a new song as well. So there's just so much here. I cannot wait. I can't possibly go through all of it, but you can see the full list right now, B105Country.com. And then stay tuned for your next Kenny Chesney flyaway code. It's your last of five, because today's the last day for that flyaway, which I don't think I'm allowed to say.
B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay, we got the 7-10 tent laugh off.
Okay, so the pressure's on because we've only done this one day.
Oh, and really? Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Well, you can go first.
Okay. Well, actually, this will be our third day. I don't know who won on Monday because Ken wins Tuesday. Oh, well. Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, it does, but, you know.
Okay.
From Shelby, one of my joke people. Why did the bee decide to get married? He wanted to be with his honey.
That's cute.
That was cute. That's
more cute than funny.
You know. Thank you for that critique.
I got a kind of a theme going here. Lauren, what's an atomic clock do when it's hungry? It goes back 4 seconds.
An atomic clock.
Hang on. It'll make sense in the next joke.
Okay. Ken, my Uber driver must really care about me. They just sent me a message saying they were here for me.
That's good. Lauren, what's a nuclear engineer's favorite lunch? Fission chips. Fish and chips?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Fission chips?
I get it.
Fission?
Yeah, okay. That was interesting.
You need to see Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I really do. 4 hours, though. Ken, as a kid, I used to get in a tire and roll it down the hill. Those were the good years.
That was a cute one.
You almost laughed.
I've heard that one before, I think.
Oh, of course.
Well, maybe, I don't know, it's good. Okay, well, then it's down to this one, and my theme isn't really hitting today.
It's
so
not hitting. I would suggest that you don't use...
Well, I got it now. Okay. I got to put it all together.
Okay.
What's a nuclear engineer's second favorite lunch? A tuna meltdown.
Okay, that's just dumb. That's dumb, so I'll give it to you.
Well, I mean, I tried
the
really hard.
The fission one, no, that didn't work. But that one was...
I was trying hard.
And maybe a little too hard.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
All right.
Well there you go. We'll do better next week.
Hopefully,
yeah. Hopefully, okay. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. All right, here we go. Your brain teaser question. You want to go over yesterday's real quick?
Sure. It was, it's very easy. The Grandma's Marathon 5K, named after which ship? There's only so many questions really you can come up with without getting without it having to take forever to get an answer. So it's fine. We're feeling the love. Our brain teaser this morning.
The answer, in case anybody didn't know, was the William A. Irwin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. I just assumed. Everyone knew that. This morning's 8,000 servings of this are served at the all-you-can-eat dinner, lunch, wherever
you're
going.
Back to the all-you-can-eat. That's Michelina's spaghetti all-you-can-eat dinner.
And the thing is, I've never even been to it.
You haven't?
No, but I need to.
Well, today's the day, right? Starts at 11, goes to 9.
Spaghetti for breakfast.
Carb load. Okay, but 8,000 servings of this served.
Yep.
Okay, 727-B105. Call now. Good luck. You could win some Papa Murphy's right now. Okay, 727-B105. 8,000 servings of what at the Michelina's all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner?
Should we give another hint?
It's not the main dish, but it's something that goes with it. How about that?
Okay. Not breadsticks.
Okay, well, let's see what... So we can say, what else is there? 727-B105.
Exactly, but I'm just helping narrow it down even more.
Right. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, good morning. Here we go. Your brain teaser question. Today, your chance to win Papa Murphy's.
Yep, 8,000 servings of this are served at all-you-can-eat spaghetti lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever it might be.
Today, lots and lots and lots of. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the phone. Now, what's that 8,000 of these are served? Hi, B105, what's your guess?
Spaghetti.
Not spaghetti. I think it's more than that, isn't it? I don't know. Yeah. Well, anyway, you can try again.
Thank you.
Yep. Hi, B105. What's your guess?
Breadsticks?
Not breadsticks.
Thank you.
All right. Hi, what's your guess?
Salad.
Not salad.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, what's your guess?
Chocolate milk?
Yeah, milk or chocolate milk is the right answer.
I love chocolate milk once in a while.
And that's good for you when you run, right?
Yeah. I don't run, though.
Oh, yeah, me neither. If I'm running, something's going terribly wrong somewhere.
Someone's chasing after Penn,
Exactly. Especially, Well, what's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron, congratulations. We got some Papa Murphy's, okay?
Okay, perfect.
You say chocolate milk.
Yes.
Chocolate milk can have some benefits before a run, but others say it's better to drink after.
You got to be careful what you eat before you run.
Oh, I know. That's why I don't run anymore. Carbohydrates and protein. Milk has a 3-to-1 ratio of carbohydrates to protein, which can help replenish glycogen stores. Huh.
Hmm.
Wow. Do you know what glycogen is?
Nope.
It's a buildup of stored carbohydrates that your body can use during longer workouts.
Interesting. Oh. Okay.
Interesting. And then the potassium, calcium, vitamin D helps out as well.
So. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Have some chocolate milk, have some spaghetti, and good luck if you're running Grandma's Marathon tomorrow. And hoping for the best weather that we can get for it, but it's looking a little sketch.
Right.
You know, a lot of rain in the forecast, and, you know, I just saw an update from Grandma's Marathon last night, saying it's going to be a race day decision on what happens.
Right.
I think it's going to be...
Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
I've been there in the past, and they have had a delay or something when the storm has been running through, but, you know, usually they make it work.
Well, I don't care about running in the rain. I think I bought a poncho yesterday. I'm ready.
Yeah, the problem is lightning. That's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Okay, well, we'll talk weather forecast next here on B105. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
It's 7:41. Breakfast Club Confessions on a Friday, so it's been a heck of a week, hasn't it?
It sure has. Can I start?
Go right ahead.
I just want to get this off my chest. I've done this before, and I think I don't know. So, yesterday we had some guests in the studio, and I felt bad they had to wait outside because I was on the air. I don't really know how to tell this story without really incriminating myself. Needless to say, I made a statement, not at the guests, obviously, but about, like, you know.
A coworker?
Yeah, I did. They were right there.
Didn't see them? That's awkward.
All of us have done it, and it's awkward. It's really awkward. I love the coworker. I was just making a statement, like,
yeah, but it wasn't flattering. Sure.
No, it wasn't. No, and it wasn't my best. And
oof,
I was like,
that's brutal.
I know, and I feel bad, and I do love this coworker. I do. I was just a little frustrated in the moment because I'm trying to do a show, and I feel bad because there's, you know, people everywhere, and I felt bad. I'm trying to tame down the story so I don't, whatever. Anyways, it wasn't like that.
But you stuck your foot in your mouth again.
I stuck my foot in my mouth. I wasn't like screaming or anything. I just kind of like made a joke.
Yeah. It's always bad.
But that's always awkward when that happens. You know
what
I mean?
Very much so.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, anyways.
Well, anyway, I yesterday put a new storm door on. So I worked. I had to fix some things that went wrong in my house. And one of them was that my storm door tore off.
Yeah.
And it filled with water. Right. Anyway, trying to hang a storm door by yourself after you screw. So long story short, you put the hinge plate on and you mark where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then you attach the hinge to the door and then you two person lift, it says, but I don't have two people.
Right.
So I'm trying to do it with one arm. The other one.
Where was your teenager?
He went to play Dungeons and Dragons with a friend. I thought he was going to be there.
That kind of makes it a little better, honestly.
I got him to mow the lawn
before
he left.
That's really good.
Yeah, but anyway. And then my daughter was there. I was trying to get my daughter to help, but the door's really heavy.
Yeah.
And she's not tall enough to do it. Well, anyway, I got it all hung up, and I got ready to go, and then I realized it wasn't plumb. It wasn't level because, of course, I didn't check that before like I should have. So I had to take it off again. And then when I put it back on, it slipped off, came down, and I literally looked like I was fighting the screen door for about an hour. Until I finally called my dad, who came over and gave me a hand with a lift.
Oh.
and I almost wrecked the door. But anyway, it took me 4 hours.
I knew that when you texted me and you said, I need to figure out, or like whatever you texted me about how there was issues happening at your house because of the rain, I knew there'd be Breakfast Club confessions to come.
The porch was leaking.
Yeah.
And it was dripping, and I was using pots and pans to catch, like in a movie. I was using the pots and pans. I'm like, where is this leaking? So
that's
I had to get up there and patch that. And then meanwhile, I look down, and I see a pile of groceries, like from Walmart, pile of groceries in my porch as I'm trying to stop this leak. And I go, and I'm like, and then assuming that somebody just forgot to bring them in because there's perishable stuff in there wasted, and I'm so sick and tired about how much groceries cost. I go inside and I go, and who didn't bring the groceries in? And
then were they all spoiled?
Yeah. But then I was like, who didn't bring the groceries in? And then my wife's like, I didn't order any groceries.
Uh-oh.
Turns out Walmart delivered it to the wrong house. So then, so we had like a bunch of spoiled food in our front porch because nobody knew it was coming. It was just a day. It was just a day.
Well, glad you're here.
Yeah, I made it. I'm here. And the door looks great. It's on. It's actually plumb this time. Hoping for the last.
I love it.
Hoping it'll last 10 years or more because the other one lasts about 12.
And, you know, there's more rain coming, so it's good that you've figured
that out. Yeah. So. Well, yeah, there is rain coming for sure. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I think I'm the bigger jerk.
Yep, I think so too.
Well, don't agree so fast.
I mean, come on.
You know, and it's not an excuse, but I'm very stressed out right now.
Well,
so
you got the marathon to run. Right?
Yeah, there's just a lot happening. So, like, I just had a little bit of a short fuse.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay, well. Lauren's Country Lowdown on B105. What's happening, Lauren?
Well, Ken, you've missed some big news over the past few days, but maybe you saw that Post Malone, he has his album coming out August 16th.
No, I've been kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, so he finally announced that he is releasing his country album, F1 Trillion, August 16th. He shared the cover as well, and I really like it, and you can see it at B105country.com.
I'm
but,
right now.
You know, he's been teasing all of these collaborations with different country artists like Luke Combs and Blake Shelton, so we can assume that those songs are going to be on there. But today he actually released a new song with Blake that they've been teasing for a while called Pour Me a Drink, so it's basically guaranteed it's going to be on the album. And then that's also going to be part of the CMA Fest special that comes out next week on ABC.
Okay.
So it's very catchy.
Anything like his other one, yeah.
Well, I Had Some Help as like the catchiest song ever. So yeah, you can hear that right now, b105country.com. Maren Morris, she has a new song out today. Not sure if it's country or not, but I'm just mentioning it. It's called Cut, and then she has a new EP coming out August 2nd called Intermission, and she basically said, every good show needs one. Kind of saying like, you know, she's taking a long break from music.
Uh-huh.
So you can check that out. Dylan Scott has a new song that he was teasing on TikTok called I Owe You One. That's out today. And then Priscilla Block has a 5-song EP out. And she says there's a song for everyone and every emotion on it. So it's called PB2, which I'm not going to lie. I read that as peanut butter.
Yeah, I can see that as well. PBO. Right.
We know what I'm thinking about. Anyways, Kelsey Ballerini, she just did an interview with Evan Paul of Taste of Country Nights. And he asked her once again if she was going to consider acting, because he's asked her before because she's dating an actor. And she said no. And then now she said that she's actually considering it. She said at first she said no, hard no. She said she was scared to fail. She's a perfectionist. But now she says the last few years I've started really doing a lot of things that terrify me, so I'll probably try it. And she kind of like said that in a way like she has something in the works already. So we will have to see, but you can see more from that interview, b105country.com. And then stay tuned for your Kenny Chesney Code at 8:20.
I just saw the Post Malone album artwork. Interesting.
I like it.
It's a truck doing a, I don't know how to describe it.
I know, but I just like it. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who knew that I'd love Post Malone so much?
Who knew? Yeah. I got to say, it's a good tune. I don't know. We just played a few minutes ago, and that's still in my head. Well, let's move on. Chris Jansen right now. Chris Jansen, fix a drink on B105. It's the Northland's number one for new country. And I was just seeing in the parking ramp when I came in today all the out-of-town plates. People are already here from Grandma's Marathon. We've seen a lot of runners running down the street this morning already.
Yep. I know. That's what really stresses me out, like these people sprinting and doing stretches. It's like, I'm just going to roll out of bed tomorrow at 4:05, and I'm going to get on the bus, and I'm just going to hope for the best.
Get out there and do some sprints.
I did my annual...
Spit in the lake.
Now, no one like come at me. I could barely make it over the thing. But apparently that's good luck. So I choose to believe that. So if you want good luck.
Spit in the lake.
Spit in the canal, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Well, anyway, good luck tomorrow, Lauren.
Thank you.
I'll be here. Is your fiance going to come down or is he with
you? Yeah, I told him to just talk to you about that.
Oh, okay.
So I said, I don't need to be the middleman. You guys can work it out.
Right. So. I got his number. Well, between the two of us, we should be able to see
you. Yeah,
no,
and I said, you don't even have to come.
Oh,
you
know? Come on.
Like, you don't have to come.
No, definitely needs to be here.
Okay. Well, good you two have fun.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have fun too when you're running.
I'm excited. Great.
Okay. Do you want us to bring you like, hand you off a nice coffee or something as you run by?
Probably not, because this is the stretch that I really start to like just lose it. So.
Okay. Well, good luck tomorrow, and can't wait to share your story next week.
Oh, great.
It's going to be wonderful. All right, your weather forecast next. We'll look at that Grandma's Marathon. Luke Bryan, play it again on B105, Northland's number one for new country, and the B105 Workday Kickoff is next, commercial free, getting ready for Grandma's Marathon. Lauren's going to be doing some hot laps around the studio here.
I'm very nervous, and then there's people stretching and sprinting, and that's making me nervous. And last night in Canal Park, I saw elite runners sprinting, and I just smiled and said, hey, because I just, it's a little scary.
The elite runners intimidate you?
Well, I'm never going to be one, nor am I trying. I'm kind of like just in awe of them because they're like superhuman.
It's amazing. Well, good luck tomorrow. And we're going to get ready for the Workday Kickoff next on B105. B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren saying, bidding you adieu. Mm-hmm. That's a new way to say goodbye for me. But anyway, we'll see you again. Well, Lauren's going to be running through Grandma's tomorrow, so good luck for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to you again. Well, you're taking Monday off, right?
I am, because I got to go see New Kids on the Block.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Where's that?
It's in the Twin Cities.
You ever seen New Kids on the Block before?
No. I'm only going to see Donnie. And my mom wanted to go, so I'm like, I'll go see Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, man. There's got to be pictures of that. Share him with snaps with me or something.
You know, I tried to meet him, but I never heard back. So I'm just going to have to, find him.
Try to pull some strings with some
I did. I said, if you knew how much I talked about Donnie Wahlberg, you would let me into this meet and greet line.
That's funny.
Rejected. I'm not giving up yet, though. I'll find him.
Good luck. Don't get arrested. We'll see you next week.
I will try not to get arrested.
Okay.